To the youngest among us, it will seem like ancient history, but for some like me, we will vividly remember the ordeal faced by our hostages in Tehran and Beirut. The story of one of these hostages has always especially fascinated me because he is a friend of a friend and was kept a prisoner for almost 7 years from 1985 to 1991. Den of Lions, Terry Anderson's book about his capture at the hands of Shiite extremists in Lebanon, made a deep impression on me when I read it, and as I considered today's scriptures, it came back to me. His account could have been a depressing examination of the darkness of evil, but in fact it shines with the faith that was Anderson's salvation. Please God, none of us will ever know firsthand the terror and degradation that Anderson and his companions experienced in being suddenly nabbed off the streets and thrown into the horrors of brutal captivity at the hands of zealots in a foreign land. But we can, I believe, identify with his efforts to rebuild his relationship with God and the church. We can empathize with the sorrow and the guilt he felt over the family he had left behind. During his first months in captivity, he tells us that he prayed, "Dear God, what have I done? I've cheated and lied. I've strayed so far from you. Self-indulgence, stupidity. I'm sorry." But no matter how far any of us strays, we're never beyond God's reach. For many years, Terry Anderson had avoided anything to do with God or his faith, until one day before his capture, he felt compelled to visit a church in Beirut. There, he rediscovered his faith, realizing that God, he had thought he'd left God behind, but that God had never left him. He saw that he was a Catholic to his core, and he became reconnected or remembered to the body of Christ. From that day onwards, he repented his years of faithlessness. Our scriptures today speak to us of the conscious choices we, like Terry Anderson, must make if we are to turn from darkness in order to live in the light. As our first reading shows us, it was much the same for the Israelites. Again and again, they shattered their bond with God through infidelities of every kind, embracing idols, persecuting prophets, and refusing to rely on God. They were certain they could fend for themselves until the day of reckoning came for their lost Sabbaths. They were taken hostage by their enemies, and their temple was destroyed. When they had had time to repent, the Israelites were liberated by God through the actions of a pagan king of Persia. And Cyrus, in fact, ordered them to reconstruct their temple in Jerusalem, thereby allowing them to reestablish their connection with God. God not only refused to give up on them, God also provided them with the means to repair their relationship with him. God did it for them. God does it for us too. By the grace that Jesus won for us, we can restore our own weakened and broken relationship with God. The very first verses of John's Gospel describe Jesus as, quote, "the light shining in the darkness." And in today's Gospel, Jesus tells Nicodemus how those who do wicked things hate the light, and those that love the truth love the light which shows forth God's truth and goodness. Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. And Jesus leads him into the light. We too are invited out of our darkness and into the light of Christ. If we stay in the darkness, we can hide our shame and sinfulness. If we come forward towards the light, our stains, our smudges, and our defects begin to show themselves. So there are valid reasons to stay in the dark. But if we do, we will never feel the light of Christ's love, and we will remain in jails of our own making. Kept blindfolded and shackled in his prison cell year after year, Terry Anderson could easily have turned towards the darkness, but he did not allow himself to be consumed by hatred or a desire for revenge. He could have surrendered to the living death of despair, but instead he prayed, he encouraged his fellow prisoners when he could be with them, and he managed to confess his sins to a fellow hostage, Father Lawrence Jenko. Anderson chose to restore his relationship with God and live in the light. After his release, a consequence of that reconciliation was the need for him to reach out to family members and friends from whom he'd become alienated. And those were pretty giant steps for a man who began his imprisonment accusing himself of self-indulgence and stupidity. There's hope in this for all of us. By being lifted up, Christ has given it to us. And so as we continue with our Eucharist, let's thank God for calling us out of darkness and pray for the grace to be courageous and generous in our work of widening the circle of Christ's light around us. Please join me in the Apostles' Creed, which you will find at number 175 in your blue hymnals. 175.